Welcome back to Cocoa Radio, where we go behind the scenes with leading macOS 10 developers around the world. This week, I'm bringing you a string of interviews live from the floor at Macworld in San Francisco. I just returned home and spent quite a few days working the floor there, meeting lots of new people and meeting people I had talked to online for some time. It was a great show, lots of people there. I managed to gain access to a press pass somehow. They said I wouldn't get it, so that resulted in getting to sit about 15 rows back from Steve's keynote, which was very exciting after having spent years watching them on QuickTime. I wanted to put out a quick thanks for all the donations that have rolled in. Instead of putting that towards Soundtrack Pro, I put it towards the new iLife, which includes the podcasting tools. So I'll be tinkering around with that and getting some new shows posted as quickly as possible. So here comes the first of several from the floor at Macworld. I'm talking with Ilja Ivas of I Was Coding. They actually produced the app Garage Sale, which many of you probably seen if you ever tried to list an app on eBay. Instead of using all those web screens, you can simply use their app to upload your pictures, create your description, etc. They had a busy booth, and we're actually retailing the app on the floor there. So here we go. These guys are in from Germany for Macworld in San Francisco, and they've actually been retailing their app at the show, doing quite well, moving a few copies. And so here we go.
So yeah, let me say hi to all the audience of Plague. So what I'm supposed to say?
Well, we're going to talk about your app. We talked about who the audience is in general. We got a lot of power users, a lot of developers, a lot of developers that want to become developers. So talk a bit about how you got started and who your team is here. Why don't you introduce those guys?
So okay, I'll tell you the story of Garage. So it started like I was living in a shared flat with some guys, and we were all really crazy about biking and bikes, and naturally we always wanted to have the newest components on our bikes, and in the end we ended up with a whole bunch of used bike components. And okay, we figured it would be smart to sell it on eBay as long as we can get some money for it, but there was no Turbo Lister for Mac, so it was really painful to list just some bike stuff on eBay. It took hours.
And when was this, and was eBay the preferred auction site in Germany?
Yes, eBay is really huge in Germany. They bought all the competing sites, as I probably did in the U.S. too. And
that's the American way.
Yeah, that's the American way. eBay, buy us! So, yeah. And there was an application for the Mac, and so we just sit down and started. I think there was one, but it only worked for eBay U.S. and no international support, and it didn't work for us, so we sat down and did our own. So we started in like 2003.
Did you start out as a, what does eBay call their partners and value add partners?
Yeah, they are called certified application providers.
Did you start out there and go through a bunch of those hoops to get started?
Yeah, they charged us some certification fees, and until recently we also had to pay usage fees for their API. But I stopped that in November, so we are now offering more features to our customer because we don't have to pay anything to eBay anymore.
So you were in a shared flat with, was it these bums here that were?
With that guy, but fortunately I moved out, so I got a girlfriend. Mr. Shipley, I got a girlfriend.
So what about, is it Paul here?
Yeah, this is Paul, and we are partnering. We started the company together. Actually, I was selling shareware for the Mac, I started in 95 doing some crappy hotline stuff. And yeah, I just had the URL already. I was coding, and then I met Paul and we started doing the eBay stuff, and we just kept the company name the same.
So you said in 95, was it?
Yeah, 95 I wrote my first Carbon application.
Okay, so Carbon. You guys got your roots there, but when you kicked off this, it was certainly in Cocoa environment.
Yeah, actually we're also selling an application called Uncover It, which produces...
We're not going to talk about that kind of stuff here.
Okay. But we already had some experience with Cocoa before starting Garage Sale, so it wasn't our first Cocoa application, but it's certainly easier than doing Carbon.
Walk us to the app here and tell us what you do, and I guess the things you've added over the different releases.
Okay, so right now we're showing previewing version 2.1, and on top of all the standard stuff you have on eBay's website too, setting up your item. We now have a built-in scheduler where you can schedule your auctions with Garage Sale and even schedule several auctions at the same time with like 1 or 2 minutes in between them, so one buyer can head over to your auction after it has ended and buy the second and third one. And eBay charges you for all those features a few cents, and you get it for free in our application. Of course, you have to buy us first.
And what does the app retail for?
The app retails on the website for $24.99.
U.S.?
U.S. dollars, yes.
And do you, this is a point of reference. Do you only sell in U.S. dollars?
Yes.
We only We've had a discussion with international developers saying you got to deal with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, but I think the Mac business always is pretty U.S.-centric, naturally, because Apple's in the U.S., and most Mac users can cope with U.S. dollars.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, and actually, we have a graphical overview mode, which shows you all your templates, and you can select one and start editing all the settings you eBay requires you to have, like what category it goes in, what's the title. You add photos from iPhoto, from your digital camera, from iSight, from files, from URLs. We have a bunch of listing designs. We have one guy in Germany doing all the listing design stuff for us, because naturally, we are Cocoa programmers. We are really bad HTML designers. So it takes some time.
Is this WebKit here you're presenting the
We are using WebKit.
Has that been a transition for you?
Actually, when the application came out, WebKit was already available. So in the fall of 2004, there was WebKit already. Okay, I'm not sure. I think I don't have internet on that machine, so it is not able to download all the required resources to display it right now. Because when you start the application for the first time, it grabs all the resources for the preview from a web server to make it.
And where are you pulling the images from? Do you need to pull them from a folder, or can you pull them? Can you lift them out of iPhoto?
iPhoto or directly from your digital camera. So because we figured most people don't want to put their eBay stuff in between their wedding photos or something. So
that is a bit troubling. I was just doing that this morning with Macworld Pictures. Did you build a media browser like some other apps have?
Yes, we have. I wouldn't call it a media browser. It's like just a small panel, which you open, and then you have the contents of your libraries and your albums, and then you just drag the pictures you want over. So actually, this is other stuff I sold. This is beer mugs. We sold bike components and beer mugs. For some reason, we had lots of beer mugs. Beer mugs. Yeah,
beer steins, I guess. Those are the big German ones.
Yeah, the big German ones, yeah.
You got a big business. Do you guys sell anything on eBay right now?
Yeah, actually, we sell Garage still on eBay.
You sell the app Garage, but you still sell bike component?
No, no time anymore.
What about beer steins around Oktoberfest?
Oh, we sold them all. Nothing left.
Lederhosen?
Sorry?
Lederhosen?
No. Yeah. So yeah, that's basically all the app. So it talks to eBay's web service, uploads your auction, pulls down the information about the current state. And that's all.
How has it been working with a big company like eBay and their web services?
Well, actually, they've been really kind to us, really nice. You wouldn't expect it, but even when a small guy like us comes there and reports a bug or has a feature request, they generally respond in about 1 or 2 days. And so they're really, from the outside, it might seem that eBay is slow moving, but if you look at how fast they change their API and you consider how many people worldwide are using eBay, they're moving pretty fast.
Do you contribute to any sort of advisory? I know they have different advisor groups and panels to talk about like pricing and listings.
No, just on technical basis. Okay, nothing about policies on eBay.
So you guys do contribute on a technical basis?
Yes. We discover a lot of bugs. So basically, we are on the new schema right now. eBay changed their API interface. They're shutting down the old one in June, and they have released a new one last spring. And we have the new version of Garage on the new schema, which took about 3 months to port the application over, because the web service completely changed. And there are quite a few bugs.
It sounds like they gave you plenty of time, though, to transition your app.
Yeah, about more than a month, more than Apple gave us.
Is this universal binary yet?
Yeah, it's a universal binary yet.
Any challenges there?
Yeah, a lot of challenges, because we tie in with some other third-party libraries, like curl or something, because we use our own curl library, because Apple's curl library on the system was always a little bit old, so we just compiled our own and we have to port that over. And actually, GarageSale consists of like 5 frameworks, and we had to port each framework over separately.
Okay, well, it's good to hear a challenging story. I've not heard too many.
Well, I can tell you there's still some stuff that needs some work on the Intel side. We're using Core Image to edit your images. Okay, it's unfortunately not installed on my machine because it's a separate bundle. And there's some stuff, so we still have to look into that. But so far, we weren't able to afford a transition kit. Fortunately, we know some other companies who have one, and they gave us their transition kit. But the time just wasn't enough for us to port all components over, and some stuff might still be missing on the Intel side. But we are pretty confident we have it running in about 1 or 2 weeks.
Great, great. Well, tell me what how you use Core Image for editing those pictures. What does that allow you to do?
Well, actually, Paul did all the Core Image stuff. I just know there's a Core Image bundle, and I have to copy it over for the release. That's all I know.
From a user perspective, though, what does it allow them to do?
Okay, you can crop your image, change saturation and hue and colors and all that kind of stuff.
The kind of code you wouldn't want to write.
Yes. Yes, exactly. The kind of code nobody wants to write.
And I guess that's part of the beauty of writing Cocoa apps.
Yeah. Apple makes everything pretty easy for you. And actually, most of the time developing this app has been spent dealing with eBay and not coding the application.
What do things look like on the Windows side of the fence?
On the Windows side of the fence, you know, eBay has like 4 applications that are giving away either for free or they charge you. And there are like thousands of third-party eBay apps on the Windows side. And on Mac, we only have 2 or 3 applications.
You get any ideas? And how closely do you track what's going on in the eBay apps or the Windows third-party apps?
Well, actually, eBay runs developer days like Apple does. It's WWDC in the US and in Germany. And they have some awards, so we have a pretty good idea what's going on the Windows side. But most third-party apps for eBay are actually web-based. So we are kind of an exode, and the most successful eBay service providers are web-based.
Are we talking about things like Andale?
Something like that, Andale, and I'm not sure what the names are because I never looked at it, but those are the guys who are making the most revenue in terms of eBay sales.
You tie into different image hosting services, or is it?
Yes, we are tying into .mac, of course, FTP, or WebDAV if you're running your own web server. So you can spare the eBay image fees.
Awesome. So any suggestions to new developers or people looking at developing apps to integrate with big web services like eBay?
Okay. Don't do it unless you have lots of time, because unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a good code generation kit for Mac like you have for Java, which takes just a WSL file or a schema file and generates code. Okay, so either you write such a tool yourself or you construct all your XML manually.
Okay. And how long has it been since this has been sustaining for you as a developer? Have you had to have a second job until it really took off?
Actually, we still have second jobs. So we make some money, but we still have second jobs. So we are working for, Paul and me, we are working for iLink too, which is a company that's having a booth at Macworld too, and they are doing computer telephony integration.
So they bought your ticket over, but you had to pay this exorbitant fee for the booth, right?
Well, actually, GarageSale paid all the booth stuff and so. And I guess we are making more money on the Mac side than iLink does. But they're a huge company, and Mac is just a small part of their business.
I would guess, as most for most developers, you would want to go full-time in developing this app and other apps. Do you have plans for additional applications, or is it just a build-out of GarageSale?
No comment.
Top secret?
Sort of, but if you scratch your head a little bit, you would see what's missing.
All right. Thanks for your time, Ilja. Great talking with you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks to Ilja for joining me at Macworld in San Francisco. Be sure and check out his garage sale app if you're a regular eBayer. Their website is iwascoding.com. Thanks.